Okay, good morning, everyone. We are on Kuf Pei Bet, Seif Hei. Im Hechzir Yain Shokas, right, just to review, we're talking about Yain Pagum. Pagum means when you drink with your mouth from the wine in the cup, and then it makes the rest of the wine. Just think of it as whenever you're going to have a chance of making some backwash germs, so that's when it's an issue of Pagum. And they say it's when, and pagum means that you're taking away some of the wine. It's when you remove some of the wine from drinking. Like if you have, like a pegima or something missing from a mizbeach. So we'll get to that soon. Hey. Imechzir yain shokos pagum lekankan. Yain shebekankan kasher mishum dekama kama batil. Okay, so this is through the din of bittel. Let's say you have wine in a cup. And it became pagum. You drank from it. So now you want to pour it back into the bottle. I mean, if that's the situation. So you want to pour it back into the bottle and use it for later. So the yayin that's pagum doesn't make the whole bottle of wine pagum. In fact, we say it becomes batel barov or batel, and every drop that it goes inside of, it makes a batel. It's a question, does it need to be, is it in the bottle that you're pouring it into, does it need to be more than coming from the cup? But lechatchila, it should be. There's different little pratim. Ideally, you should pour it slowly, which is usually how it pours from a cup, because you're not pouring it from a big barrel. And it's better if there's more wine in the bottle than in the cup. Otherwise, it's a machloket. Otherwise. Now, vav is a little different. Yecholim letachin kos pagum ha'idei sheyosifu me'at yayin. Here, the opposite way. Is let's say you want to add to the cup into the wine, then you can, the yayin in your cup is pagum, so you could just add to the cup from non-pagum water, wine, whatever it is. Even if you add any drink, including water, it makes what was pagum no longer pagum, because what you're doing is you're adding to it. And it's as if you're replacing what was missing. And it's a form of tikkun. Again, all of this is not a real me'akev halacha. It's a lechatchila, a way of being mahader, your bracha, that you're doing it on a wine that's not pagum. So, okay, so that's why it works this way as well. So either way, it really works lakula. You can pour it either way. They say it's better to add first than to pour it back into the wine bottle, but either way works. Okay. Zayin bishat adchak mevarchin al kos pagum. Now, bishat adchak, when you have no choice, pagum, again, it's not me'akev, it's only, so you would categorize a little more than just a heter mitzvah, but it's a lechatchila, the way to do it, but it's not me'akev, okay. So it's still better to do a koshel bracha, even if all you have is used wine that's already drunk from. Okay. Kuf pei gimel. Aleph, koshel bracha. So another one of the hidurim, ikra mitzvah, part of the way to do the mitzvah, preferably, is ta'un hadacha mi bifnim ushtifa mi bachutz. You have to wash it with water from the outside and the inside. V'im hu naki. Right. Some also say you can just wipe it clean without water. Al pi sod kaf hachaim says it dafka should be with water, but anyways, mi garden doesn't have to be. V'im hu naki. And if you know it's clean, you already washed it, it comes out of your cupboard, your pantry, your cabinet. V'ein bo shiurei kosot. And there's no pieces of crumbs, there's nothing in there that makes it dirty. Ein otzarich. It's not dusty. Then you don't have to, You don't have to do this lahalacha. You don't have to rinse it. Bet. Yitein ayayin letocho chai. Ad shemagia lebirkat haaretz v'az mozgo leodia. Shavach Haaretz. So in those days they used to have very strong wine, and so the best, and they would add water. When's the best time to add water? In the middle of Birkat HaMazon, when you're discussing Birkat HaAretz, and that emphasizes the Shavach Haaretz. Haga, v'yesh omrim, this is what we have nowadays, yim ayayin eino chazak, eino tzarich lemozgo. But nowadays our wine is not so strong, we don't add any water to it, so this doesn't apply. And when you pour it out of the barrel, you should do it l'shem But have in mind, you're doing it for the bracha of kosher bracha. Or birkat hamazon. When you're edel didan she'emanu harbe yain, tzarich rak l'shovcho min hakankan she'shomrim bo hayayin l'shem bracha. And now, for nowadays, this refers just, we don't have barrels in our homes, it just refers to bottles. V'chavit lav dafka, v'chen noagim b'medinot elu. V'koshel bracha, yimal enu, sheyehi malei al kol gedotav. So koshel bracha, lechatchila, it only needs to, it's, lechatchila is an inyan to have it completely full, over all the whole circle, like having a full, almost like the meniscus, having it over. I don't know if it means overflow dafka or not, but it may include overflowing. It's a lechatchila, and some write that beferush. But in general, for a kos to have the ikar, in other words, one of the chazal, they gave 4 or 10 items that are the proper way to do kosher bracha. One of them is it should be male, it should be full. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, in others, full does not mean that it has to be overflowing. There is an inyan for it to be overflowing, but that's not the ikar, hider way to do the mitzvah. It should just be mostly full, like to the top almost. And then that's considered full for that. But there's an inyan that it should be overflowing, some say. And regardless, in order for it to be me'akev, in order to say a bracha, and to say that you're saying a bracha on benching, it has to at least be a revi'it. So revi'it is mi'ikar adin, male is the way it should be, and overflowing is a hider. Okay, gimel. So lechazer achar kos shalim. One should try to get a kos shalim if possible. In other words, it shouldn't be broken with a piece missing, and some say it shouldn't be cracked. Okay.
A dent.
Good question. So I haven't seen discussed. I don't think it's a problem. Perhaps it's better not to. I'm not sure. Depends if it's the silver cup you really want to use. Okay. Some point out as well that for those who wear hats and jackets, that they should wear a hat and jacket. It's also more chashuv. Okay, for benching as well. So tov lechatchila. Dalet mekavlo b'shtei yadav u'keshematchil levarich not lo b'yamino v'lo yaseya b'smalo. So in order to show chashivut to the cup of wine, it's preferable to receive it with your two hands. Someone gives it to you, you receive it with two hands, and then you hold it during benching with one hand, the right hand preferably, and the left hand doesn't hold.
Even if you were lifting.
Oh, so then. Then it's the opposite. I think we're going to get to that soon. Okay. Haga. V'hainu davka shalot tiga ha'smol bakos. And the left hand should not even help the right hand. It's more chashuv. This way. This. Aval im noten ha'smol tachat yamin l'seo mutar. But if it's heavy for you, big cup of wine, and you need help, you can have your left hand support your right hand. But preferably not have your left hand on the cup itself. Umagbiyo miyakarka tefach. Im hu yeshev al gabi karka, vim mesa beshochan, umbiyo miyala shochan tefach. And in order for it to be considered separate from the resting place and you're holding it up, it should be at least a tefach above, from the ground or above the table. Vinotein bo enav shul yaseach daito. And you should look at it in order not to, you should look at the wine when you say the bracha, in order, at least the cup that has the wine, in order that you pay attention and don't misfocus of the bracha, the kosher bracha, okay, with the benching. Haga, the alkin ein lochin kos shevipiv tzar shekorin buk glaz levarich alav. So the Rama says what most the achronim don't follow is he says you shouldn't use a cup where you can't see the wine. It's a very narrow mouth and you can't see this. And because you want to you want to be able to see it, so okay. So most poskim don't follow this Rama, although there is okay. I believe there's an inyan al pi so to also see the wine itself dafka, but that's not mikar halacha. And according to al pi kabbalah, it's preferably to hold the cup in the palm of your hands, and to support and to hold on to it with your fingers, to grab onto it with your fingers while it's resting on the palm of your right hand. I believe so. Because it's a kosher bracha, so I believe it's the same. Okay. And you, and then it's best from this kosher bracha that you give it to your loved ones to drink from it as well, so they should also get the bracha from it. Okay, and it's, but it's lav dafka your wife, it's even your guests at the table, or if the someone else benches for you, it's also good if he pours some for yourself for you to drink. Okay, it's always good to drink from a kosher bracha. Hey. Yesh mi she'omer she'im ha-mevarech iter, if you're a lefty, ochez ha-kos b'imino, he uses his righty, she'hu small kol adam. So in other words, the lefty would hold it with his left hand. Okay.
V'var. I think Kabbalah, everybody holds it right hand, no?
I don't know about that. I don't know. Vav, mi shenat lu kos levarech, lo yasiach hamevarech. Okay. One second. Okay. Mi shenat lu kos levarech, lo yasiach hamevarech. Once you give the cup to the one who's benching, then you should no longer speak. The mevarech is no longer allowed to speak. V'hamesubin ein lehem rasiach. And what about everybody else there? They're not allowed to speak. Mishihitchil ha-mavarech. Right? So the bavarech, it's once he holds it, and everybody else, it's once he starts. Lami bayavishah shehu mavarech. Shetzichin lishmor avin ha-mashahu, mash-omner ha-mavarech. Not only, of course, that when he's benching, they have to hear everything he's saying. Ela afilu bein bracha lebracha en lehem rasiach. Right? The mavarech, the one who's mezamin, is saying the bracha for everybody. So even between brachot, you're not allowed to. Even between the brachot, you're not allowed to speak. V'im avru v'sachu. But what happens with the evet? They did speak in between. Bein bracha li bracha. V'sha'ash mevarech shotek me'at. While the mevarech was quiet, if you pause, so then yatsu. It's not a complete hafsek, and you can still continue and still be yotze. Even if the guy was benching, speaks in the middle between the brachos. But if they speak while he's saying the words of benching, and they miss some of the main words that are necessary to be yotzei, so then lo yatzil. But if it's a word, a couple of words that are really not me'akev, it's not absolutely necessary to say those words, and they spoke during those words, bediyavid you'll be yotzei.
They're not relying on the Mavarech because they're benching themselves.
Right, so this case is talking about if they're relying to be Yotze from him. But if everyone nowadays, everyone benches for himself, so then it just means you yourself, when you're benching, you can't be speaking. And if you did speak, b'di'evid, you're still Yotze. Okay. Zayin. Nachon ha-davar. Right. By the way, you see from here that it sounds like there's no iser to speak between mayim achronim and benching. It's just as an aside. Okay. Most say it's better not to speak, but okay. Zayin. Nachon ha-davar shekol echad me'amesubin yomar belachash im ha-mevarech kol bracha u-bracha v'afilu ha-chatimot. Right, so here he says, it's better that everyone benches himself. Even if there's a leader and he's going to say everything out loud, everyone should bench on his own, everything on his own. Every word. Regarding the halachas of a zimun, so at least, we're going to get to that real soon, by Sfardim, everyone says their own benching. And they don't even have to pay attention for the first bracha, but Ashkenazim, for the first bracha of the zimun, it's very important that they pay attention and follow along every word of the first bracha. And some say that even the first bracha, everyone listening should be quiet and be yotze through the mezamein and then start with the second bracha. So I don't know who does that or not. But I'm not sure. Yeah, good. I think everyone does everything on their own. But, okay. But that's allowed. Some say it's like chatchila if you know you're going to pay attention. Haga, v'yakdim l'sayem k'tzat kodem ha-mevarech, k'dei shi'ane amen. Okay, and it points out, this is according to the Ramah, to the Ashkenazim, that they should first, that they should finish their own first bracha first. I assume they're saying it themselves, most of us do. And then be able to answer Amen. Because if you finish at the exact same time, you wouldn't answer Amen to the Mezamin, because it would be answering to your own bracha as well. Einot min koshel bracha, ela l'tov ayin. Who do you give the koshel bracha to? The one who's leading? You should only give it to a mezamin who's going to say the koshel bracha if he is generous and not run after bribes. Okay. And so the Gemara says that, and from Sota it says, Tov ayin hu yevorach. So it's a play on words from there. Okay. Again, that's just a lechat chila. Chet. The inyan lish'o bebirkat amazon. Mipnei ha'yira and mipnei ha'kavod. You're in the middle of benching. Can you see somebody come in the room and you want to say hello to them? Can you be shoel whether you have fear of them or whether you need to give them kavod in the middle of benching? So yesh misha omer shedina kitfila. So there's an opinion, and this is pretty much the halacha, that you treat it like tfila. Exactly like Shemona Esrei. So unless it's a sakana nefashos, you don't answer and you don't ask. You don't greet them in the middle. I did see in Yalkut Yosef, it says, but if you see an old person come in the room, you have to stand up, at least especially within Dalet Amos. You're not in Shemona Esrei, and it's a mitzvah deraita to stand up. Tet. Tzarech leshe b'sha'a shemavarech, b'enim haya holech b'veito k'sha'achal o omed o mesef. So, one is supposed to sit down, right? Because we're benching, it's for eating, in contrast to Shemona Esrei. There are some similarities, and there are some differences. It's not the same. So one should sit down when he benches. It doesn't matter if he was eating on the go or not. Whether he was walking in his house when he was eating, or he was standing or leaning down, when it comes to benching, you sit up straight. Kishemagia levarich tzarich leshev kidei sheyuchal lechaven yoter. And so you should have proper kavana when you're sitting, but not moving. You shouldn't be leaning backwards in a gaivadeka manner, in an arrogant fashion. You should sit with proper fear and proper kavod to who you're speaking to. Okay. Haga. Nirali, delav davka hamavarech. Not only the one who's leading the benching, here is referring to everyone who's just listening. Everyone who's just listening and being yotzei through the mevarech. So even them, since for them this is their benching, they're listening, they also should sit up straight and properly. Miru, but what if you didn't? You were lying down, you were moving. Even walking, b'di'avad yatza, yotzei b'di'avad. Okay. Yod. Yesh omrim shegam birkat me'ein shalosh tzarich le'omra me'yushav. Some say also for me'ein shalosh, right? Ala gefen, v'apir gefen, ala mechia, ala perot, you should still, for that you should also sit down. Yod aleph. Yim ayam mahalich baderech ve'ochel. Let's say you're in a hurry. You're stressed, you're in a hurry, you have a place to be. Ein tzarich, and that's why you're eating that way. Ein tzarich leishev ulevarech. You are not supposed to sit down and bench. You're supposed to keep walking and bench while you are walking. Because you don't have kavana to sit down and bench. You're in a hurry. You know you have to be somewhere. And that's why you ate that way. If you ate that way, relax. You can't wake up all of a sudden and say, oh, now I'm in a hurry. Then that's inappropriate. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't, but that's inappropriate. But if you're in a situation where you're stressed and you have to be somewhere, and since you're eating on the go, you're allowed to bench while you're walking as well. Okay. Right, we have this similar halakha by Shemona Esrei. If a person is walking, sometimes you're allowed to walk while you say Shemona Esrei as well. Because if you're tarud, you're very busy, and you're very stressed, you can't have kavana while standing. So also, it's also mutar. You'd bet. Asur avayich v'osek mimlachto. A person is not allowed to say brachos in general, including benching, of course benching, while he's actually doing things with his hands and doing something that takes significant concentration, because then you can't also be able to daven with properly. That's a bench without kavana. Walking is not such a big deal. You people could walk and can walk and talk at the same time, but to actually be doing things that you need some attention, then that's difficult to do both at the same time, and that's what's not allowed. Okay. Kuf pei dalet.
The Tav says even cleaning up the table,
Okay.
Not so much concentration.
Right. So you shouldn't be, you don't even need a lot of concentration, you shouldn't be doing anything with your hands. Right. Kuf pei dalet. Likboa bracha bimkom seuda. Okay. Misha, this is Aleph. Misha achal b'makom echad. Right. A person eats their meal in one place. Tzarich levarech kolim shi'akor bimkomo. So a person has to bench before he gets up and goes somewhere else. That's lechatchila the way it's supposed to be. Right? We mentioned this before. And part of it is because that's where you're eating. And that's the proper place to give shavach to Hashem for eating. And we're also afraid. We don't want you to forget to bench if you go somewhere else. So the lacha is, you're supposed to bench and now, supposed to bench before you get up. And what's your makom? So there's two opinions, two acceptable opinions. One is it has to be within Dalet Amot. Another one, no, anywhere in the room. Anywhere in the room. For this halacha of benching, because it's we say anywhere in the room is good enough. And this is in contrast to tefillah. By tefillah, a person's supposed to have a makom kavua for davening. And then we say it's supposed to be always in the same Dalet Amos. It doesn't have to be exactly the same chair, but at least Dalet Amos. But by benching, many say the same room is just as good. And what's the difference? Because by tefillah, the whole point is you should have better kavana. And when a person comes to David and he doesn't know where he's going to sit, and a person's in a different position, a different place in the room, it affects his kavana. But by benching, this is not really an issue of kavana, it's an issue of shinoy makom. As we just explained, that it has an issue of you want to bench in the same general place, and not to forget to bench. So the same room accomplishes it by Birkat HaMazon. Okay. Continue. V'im yatzah mimakomo v'lo berach. Im haya b'meizid yachzor l'mkomo v'varech. Let's say you left. If you did a b'meizid, they say even if you went far away, really before you bench, you're supposed to go back and bench. Obviously, if it took you hours to leave and now you wake up and you're still full, if it's going to take you hours to go back and you might get hungry by the time you return, then obviously you don't go back. But really, b'meizid, if you'd left on purpose, you're supposed to go back before you bench. But let's say you didn't. Okay, you're supposed to go back, but you didn't. You benched wherever you were. You left and you benched. V'diavid, you're yotze. Hanga. V'davko da'at ha-Rambam, aval da'at ha-Rosh, esvir lei da'af b'shogeg yachzor l'mkomo lechatchila. And according to the Rosh, he points out that b'shogeg, even b'shogeg, you're supposed to go back lechatchila, and b'meizid af b'diavad lo yatza. But if you left on purpose, knowing that was inappropriate, and then you bench somewhere else, according to the Rosh, you're not yotze. V'im haya b'shogeg. Now, if it was by accident, you left, you forgot, you didn't realize there was a tzarech mitzvah. So then leharambam yivarech l'makom sheniskar. You can just bench wherever you are. You don't have to go back. And he points out that according to these Rishonim, you should go back. So lechatchila, you should go back, but you don't have to. Okay. But b'medavarim amurim kishein lo pat od. This is if you have no more bread, because you're not going to be eating in a second location. Aval im yesh lo pat od. But if you do have more bread and you want to eat in your second location, so then yochal b'makom hasheni ma'at vivarech. Then eat a little piece of bread here, probably a kazayit, and then you have to, and then you bench. Rak. So do you need a bracha rishona or not? So that depends if you felt that your meal was completely over and you were done. And now you're in your second place and now you're going to have a piece of bread. So you have to say a motzi. But if you're just moving your meal along from one location to another and you never had a mind that you're finished, so we learned already, based on Shinui Makom for bread, you don't need a new bracha rishona. And rak, shelo yehi ra'ev ma'achila rishona. So he says though, you shouldn't be, we're going to get to this in a moment, it shouldn't be where it was such a long break where you're no longer hungry anymore. We'll see how this plays out. Because if you're no longer hungry anymore, then it could be you lost your whole, you lost your chance to bench. And then you're starting all over again. So, try not to wait that long. So, Gimel. Yesh omrim, shekol shivat haminim tuni bracha l'acharem b'mkomam. Some say for all shivat haminim, you have to bench in the same place where you ate it. Yesh omrim, techamesh haminim dagan davka. And this is the Ikar Halacha, that we hold only for mezonos. You have to go back. L'chadchila. Okay. Dalet. Achal ve'ena yodea im berach birkat hamazon imar. So you definitely ate. You know you ate bread. But you don't know if you benched. Right? If you don't know if you ate it all, that's a strange case, but if you don't know if you ate it all, then you obviously wouldn't bench. It's you know you ate, but you're not sure if you benched. So then, tzarich levarich misafik. So it's a safik, and you still have to bench. Why? Mipnei shehi minatara. So normally by all brachos, we say save brachos haka. But for this, we say, no, you have to go back and bench. Yeah. So that's only if you ate enough. You have to at least had a kazait and must be full from it. It has to be full and kazait. Or it's actually not clear what it means. It has to at least be very, whatever you consider sviya. It could be just very satisfied, and that's how you always eat. Or you always want to be full, then for you it's probably full. That's whatever for you consider, very satisfied or full. And then that's the only time it's midaraita. It's kazait and kadei svia. There's an opinion that says kabeitza, even if you're not full, but we don't paskin like that. And what about the fourth bracha? Do you include the fourth bracha or not? So generally the Ashkenazi poskim say once you're chayev in the first three, you also say the fourth bracha, even though we all know the first three have a category deraisa. The fourth bracha is certainly a category derabanan, but once you have to bench, they say once you have to bench already because of the first three, then you can continue and say the fourth bracha. Either because it's one package or not to be a mezalzel, people will get light with the last bracha. But according to the Svardok poskim, pretty much they all say, you only say the first three brachot. Because the first three are safik brachos, and since it's daraisa, it's chumra, you say it. And the fourth bracha is derabanan, and therefore you wouldn't. Okay. Hey, ad imatai yachol avarich. Okay, important halacha. How long can you bench until? So you only have until you feel full. Well, let's see, sorry. Let's read. Until it becomes digested in your stomach. V'kama shi'uro, what is digested in the stomach? What does that translate into halacha? Kol zman she'eino ra'ev machamat ota achila. Once you're no longer hungry. You got full, and now you're starting to get hungry again. You want to eat again. V'sha'a she'itchil yot ra'ev, once you start to get hungry again. Afa pisha, lo nitachel adayin lagamrei, ken nitachel lagamrei dayin alei. Even though you're not fully digested, the halacha considers it fully digested. It's pretty, there's no middle ground. Of course, it's a very gray area. When does this happen? But bottom line, if you were full and then you're hungry, then you're no longer able to say a bracha achrona. A bracha rishona, they say, unless you had a mind that you were done eating, you still continue eating. Without a new bracha rishona, but you can't say a bracha achrona anymore unless you have another kishur. Same thing by all foods and drinks. Once you get full, you're no longer for any more food. So then, so then, as long as you still feel full, then you no longer bench, and the time limit is 72 minutes. So we'll we'll just wrap this up again tomorrow. But basically, it's either until you're no longer full or 72 minutes.